For decades, Idaho cities and farms have relied on the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer. A multi-year drought forced competing water users to come together. Rachel Cohen looks at how that agreement is working 5 years in and what it could teach the West about managing declining aquifers.
Brian Olmsted is the manager of the Twin Falls Canal Company. He's standing by a canal that usually brings irrigation water to desert farmland in the summer.
This is 500 cubic feet per second going into the Milepost 31 site.
But in the off season, it's used to transport surface water to an underground reservoir.
We're trying to rebuild the aquifer from essentially about 60 years of using more out of the aquifer than Mother Nature's been putting back in.
At this site by Eden, north of the Snake River, a dam on the canal is creating an artificial lake to the side.
It goes down through cracks all over in the lava rock and eventually gets down into the groundwater, probably 200 to 250 feet below us here.
This is a managed recharge site where water is directed from the Snake River to the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer to help it refill after years of decline.
You got two choices. You either take out farmland or you put more water back into the aquifer so you can maintain the farmland.
Drying up farmland seemed like a real possibility for groundwater users like Dean Stevenson in the early 2000s. He grew sugar beets and barley near Rupert.
I mean, you were living by the director's next order and you were living and dying by whether it rained or snowed and what the water supply was going to be.
That's because junior water rights holders like him were getting called out by senior water rights holders who weren't getting all their water. In 2015, it was becoming clear that the tug of war over this resource wasn't just going to end. Speaker of the House Scott Bedke stepped in. In a firehouse in Paul, Idaho, he facilitated negotiations. Groundwater users on one side of the building, surface water users on the other. After months, the two sides came up with an agreement. Brian Patton directs the Idaho Water Resource Board.
Groundwater irrigators agreed to reduce their pumping collectively by 240,000 acre feet a year.
He says that's meant some groundwater users have had to dry up fields, plant different crops, or get innovative with irrigation. And while that costs them money, Stevenson says the compromise has given groundwater users more certainty. 5 years later, water levels in the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer have come back up. Partly because they've been good precipitation years and partly because the state has gotten behind aquifer recharge. As part of the 2015 agreement, it promised to recharge an average of 250,000 acre feet of water a year, and it finally put in the funding to make it happen. Patton sees this as a success story.
This is pretty unique and pretty historic and is really kind of at the forefront of integrated groundwater and surface water management in the West.
Michael Kaparski agrees. He runs the Wheeler Water Institute at the Center for Law, Energy, and the Environment at the UC Berkeley School of Law. He is looking at the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer as an example of how Western states can manage groundwater.
They have managed to reconcile an incentive for recharge at very large scale.
Kaparski says what sets Idaho apart from states like California dealing with groundwater shortages is that here, the law recognizes that groundwater and surface water are connected.
That is the linchpin for why this is an interesting case and why it's a more holistic water management solution than you see in other places in the West.
And that's why surface and groundwater users have to work together to manage the aquifer, because they're all affected.
I'm a surface water canal, but my water comes out of the ground, a lot of it in the American Falls area.
That's Olmsted again of the Twin Falls Canal Company.
It might be years later, but it all comes back to the Snake River. It doesn't go to China, it doesn't go to Missouri. Doesn't go to California, it comes back to the Snake River.
This conjunctive management has water users on both sides thinking that this agreement is sustainable. Patton of the Water Resource Board says it is, so long as recharge efforts keep up and the funding behind them stays in place. But he also knows the agreement hasn't been tested by a multi-year drought, something that'll likely be more common with climate change. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.